Kum lenen ablat gemore. We are up to the flama dalad of a bay's fun. Says the gemore, din in the fuss is done in bayoim. Din the fuss is done by day and you do not finish by night. You carry out the judgment by day. Says the gemore, how do you know? I'm going to see me by chiyom akro. It says in posik, v'hoika hoisom la'ashem. You should hang them neged Hashemish. The punishment was you have to skill it, and then after skill it is to hang them. But do it while the sun is still out. Those who bow down to the Baal Po'edim and said the Parshas Bolak. Hoik Mr. Hang. Gemara, we'll talk about it in a minute. Says the Gemara, Amr Abchi, Menayin lohoiko. You hear the Gemara, it was in Chak. Menayin lohoiko, she Taliyah. How you know that this word hoika means to hang? Because another pasuk there, it says, when they've been given over there, you know, wanted to hang the Sholem Elf family. They hung the Mishol's family. The Giva Shol, the Bechir Hashem was chosen by the Ebeshter. Ksiv, it says, there was one woman there, Vatikach Ritzpah Bas Ayah took as a sack. She couldn't take it that the king and the family over there was hanging, so she took a sack to keep the birds of prey away. Vatiteulom El Hatzoy Mitchilas Kotze, she covered them over that she shouldn't be attacked. Ksiv, I Lechayda, why did they let them hang there for so long? It says, Lesolon the Velosa. We had Gemara Yevamos, Rashi brings over here that mutiv shete'okar ois achas meteira, and it should be a kiddush shemayim for hesia. They should know that there's justice for everybody, even for a royal family. Because they bought it, they chepped all these, they chepped the givainim who were gaidim, even though they were just deceptive. They still shouldn't have chepped them. See, it says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, David said to Moshe, Kachas kol roshi yom, David said to Moshe, take all the heads of the people." When it came over there to the Baal Po'ed, and it sounds like v'hoika oisin l'Hashem. It sounds like you should hang the Rosh Yom. Im Am Chatu Rosh Yom Achatu. What was the Esin? Amar Abinu Merav. Amar Lakhir Baruch Moshe. Like you said, Chalik Lembot Dinim. I want you to take all the Rosh Yom, and they should make all these kind of bezins, and find these people guilty so they can be punished. So not that the Rosh Yom will get hanged. Rosh Yom will be the ones to be instrumental to making to punish these people. And you should hang them because they bow down, they worship the Baal Po'ed. My time, so what's the reason? Why did he need so many skeinim? All the people did the exact same sin. They worshiped the Beis HaPo'ed. No bezin can judge two people to death in the same day, and there's so many people there who were involved, and therefore you need a lot of butter dinin. When do we say that? Two separate avedas, so you have to be able to sit and consider each one, so you cannot do two one day. But it's the same aveda and the same punishment. Donin, we do judge. The idea is to bring back the Charon Af from the Eden. And the Eibusha shouldn't be angry. Everyone should be...
Wouldn't it be the din of Iran Idachas?
No, Idachas is only... of a year. This is the Eden of the Midbar. There's no Eden there.
One
Aveda.
So could you do... Is it the Aveda or is it the Misa? If it's Kudum Shabbos...
No, it means one Aveda. One Aveda. It's an expression. It means one Aveda. One we do Rashi is clearly. But stay misses Rashi, who they ain't done it, you don't punish. Lefisha ain't do doy milazu, because one is not similar to the other. But tzadich limtzei tam ledevreim kan vekan. You need to find the basis for the psak here and here. But osi lekakuli, because you will could be making a mistake because you don't give enough time. Shem aloyich echmasu kechalat tzedek. You don't have enough time to do tharuser research. So it's not the misa, it's the aveda. Yeah. Yeah, let's be the same. So the Eibishter, if he sees, the next Rashi reminds him well, the Eibishter then will restore, his anger will dissipate. Back to the Gemara, two das, dini mamon is gaimlin boi b'yoyim, dini mamon is we finish on that very day.
It seems to be an Indian of Kino is Mephias the Eibishter. Mechaper on the Yidin.
The Eibishter is gets angry. We have to show that
Pinchas was Kino in the Vayachaper on B'nai Yisrael.
Well, here's our Gila Royce. Minamin, how do you know? So the pasuk dini mamunas, you have to finish on that same day. But when it comes to nefashas, we need to wait another day. How do you know you wait another day? It says in the pasuk in Eicha. It says meleisi mishpat. Part of the taina that the Yemi over there had, the Yemi had against dini. Meleisi mishpat. They filled it with justice and tzedek yolimba. And when they and the atomeratzchim, it used to be that when they had to judge somebody capital punishment, they used to delay it yolimba. But now they could murder them on the same day. They have no patience, and that's a terrible thing. So that's how we know. Rav said mahacher from the following pasuk. It says you should learn what Yishai said. You should learn well, and you should do investigation properly. Ashru chamoitz. It says ashru chamoitz. That praiseworthy are those who delay. What do you mean? Ashur dayin shemechamet says din. Praiseworthy is a dayin who actually delays his din. V'idach, what does he do? The pasuk ashur chamot. The one who learns from the pasuk atu malaisi mishpah, what do you do with ashur chamot? Ashur chamot. V'loi chaymet. What do you mean ashur chamot? We learned before that what happens if a malva says to the levy, you owe me $100? And the levy says, yeah, but I gave you a mashkin, and you lost the mashkin, so let's handle both cases at the same time. He says, no. We'll do one case at a time. First you deal with the loan, and then you pay it. And then we'll deal with the other case, because you're accusing him of being a ganif. That will be dealt with separately. Look at Ashiv Idach, Meboyle, Lahav Drosha, Damrim, we say, Baba Kam, that minayi should is cocking the tevet chilam kigoin hatevet is chaver ledin. He demanded a din from him shilveyu. He lent the money, but ainu mishalmi refused to pay. But that toyin in mashkin hoyuli biyotcha. I had a mashkin by you in his calculum. You ruined it. I over. You lost it. Nis cocking chilam bezna tvias hatevet. First go to the tevet achi emaimin biyodoy, and not only that, make the leiva pay the money and hand it over. But achi kach nis cocking ledin a mashkin. Then we'll deal with the mashkin.
Because you don't give,
you're not giving it back to me. You're not giving it back to me.
You lent me $100, true, yeah. But I gave you my Swiss watch. Now give me back the Swiss watch.
And
I need $100. Because I don't have the watch.
He
says he doesn't have the watch. So I'm accusing you of being Ganif. You stole my watch.
Okay, but then you can't say no. First, give me the loan.
I said that's the thing I'm saying. Let's deal with one issue at a time. First issue is you borrowed $100, pay him back $100. Now you're accusing him of being Ganif. We'll make a separate case for that. It's not the one case. We'll make a separate
case. Case that must be talking about a loan of a star, because if it's an oral loan, the guy has a migah. He could have said, I paid you back. Now that he said, I didn't pay you back, but give me back my mashkin, you'll have to believe him. So obviously, we're talking about a case where the malva has a shtar. Therefore, you don't have a migah. You say, I paid you back. Also, Tate said, don't we have a rule, other cases we say, we don't bring a bezin to try the same case twice, like double jeopardy. Here in business, we're gonna convene the bezin here for the loan, then convene the bezin tomorrow again for the mashkin. How come we do that? Why are we worried about that? The Tate says, well, the only time we say that rule is when something that is, it will be clearly obvious if it happened or didn't happen. Here, we'll never know. And so, therefore, it could be he's throwing it as an excuse to get out of paying of what he wants to pay. So we say, look, is this an open and shut case? Pay the money.
But the guy showed
you. He said it's lost.
No.
It's lost. How can he
But what? But the lawyer is admitting that he lost the mashkin?
No, obviously
or
not.
He's not
obviously denying. It's a case. It's a case for his own.
Why should he have to pay the loan back and then make a separate case of the
money?
It's supposed to work automatically.
You're not
making separate
cases. What do you mean automatically? If I give you a mashkin. Yeah, but you're denying you gave me a mashkin.
Yeah.
Or you're saying
if you lost it, why should I give you this money back?
You don't have to. But I'm saying you never gave me a mashkin. I'm saying you never gave me a mashkin.
That's why it's in court, because they're denying each other.
It was what he admits that he borrowed. He admits that he borrowed, but he's got another tainik. He says, I gave you a mashkin.
The other guy says,
he's denying
me anything.
He's denying the mashkin. He's saying, let's do it.
Tate has a whole different shot here. It is that if this case here, Tevei and Nitva, maybe you tuck it here both at the same time, but we'll listen to the Tevei side first, his Edim, and then the Nitva. Might not come in case the Edim drop dead. We're scared. People can drop dead any moment, as you just spoke a minute ago. So therefore, we want to hear the Edim. We give the Tevei the opportunity to give his side of the story and bring his Edim, and then we turn the Nitva. Okay, so what's your excuse? The Mashkin, bring your Edim as well, and we'll listen to him. That's what it means, yeah. Tate doesn't like that, so the Nidvah says, yeah.
The use of this expression, Ashrei Dayin She Mechametz Zdinoi,
isn't there an Indian of mitzvah boliot chaltech metzeno? The same lashon, the same lashon.
Yeah, delay. So delay.
The shoftu sa mishpat tzedek. Giving judgment is a mitzvah.
Yeah, but so by dinner first, because we exceed lo eida, we want you to think about it. Let it percolate in your mind. Yeah, see, yeah.
Dwell on it.
Taita the third shot, and third shot is could be when it comes to tevei and nidva, you have to hear both at the same time. But over here, it's talking about I accuse you of smacking me. Or hurting me, you punch me, you're chabola. And then you in return say, yes, it's true, and I owe you money, but you owe me money for this loan, for that loan, for his hezek. So Bezin says, when it comes to chabolas, we don't wait or waste a minute. We want to hear chabolas right away. Your loans and everything else, you can wait a day or two.
This is a common assault.
Because there it's two different transactions. Where the
but it's still money. At the end of the day, it's all about money.
The mashkin is the one transaction.
True.
But the vart is chabolas, not the vart is right. Chabola, we don't want to delay a chabola for a minute. We don't, the chutzpah to smack another yid, we don't want to delay a minute. You guys are no longer laying it. Used to be that a tainus at night, after the tainus or mincha time, they used to give zdokah to all the Armalites, so they should be able to have money to break the fast. Called tainus shemalina, but it's zdokah. Any tainus that you don't give zdokah that night, the following morning, it's kilo shayfer damim. It's as if you were shayfer damim, because the poor people were looking forward to the money to be able to eat the suda. And now they have done the chenema, it says. Oh, shenema, it says, Malays mishpat tzedek. That why that you mishpat tzedek is to make sure that you have the money straight away, and the people can have what to eat. The hanimili, when do we say that the poor people are looking forward to eat that night? Is if you distribute, but if to the time you give them food, ready-made food that they can eat straight away. So then if they're upset if you don't have the food ready. Avol bezuz, if you only give them the money and they have to go shopping, surely they already have the food prepared, a meal prepared. They don't go out of shopping, but say the tonnes. Visari or barley, which takes a whole procedure, a whole process before you can cook it, less limbo, then it doesn't matter if you give it the next day. We don't judge on Fridays. My time. Why shouldn't you judge on Fridays? The mitzvah is money. That Mishloach Manos is food, Matanz of Yonim is money. Definitely Mishloach Manos.
Matanz of Yonim, they should be able to buy some of these
Yonim. True, but here that's a question. Yeah, but there, the mitzvah is to give in the morning, so they have plenty of time to have the sudden afternoon. Here, they used to do it at night. They used to give the money out later. After the taste is at the mincha, the Gemara sees the thing at night. Rashi says at night. Look at Rashi. The gilin hoye be leil tainus. Leil tainus. Lasa tzedaka. Leil at night. Over, it's over.
At night, it's night. You want to eat straight after the fast.
Exactly. That's why. Taisel in these do by mincha. Taisel more right. Well, not this other shayim. Right. Lefiche doni. My time is efshe. You have no breda. You cannot do it Friday. Heichi leve. What you do? The dying of my Shabbat. We have a judge a case in Friday. And you want to finish the dinner Friday? Can be. What happens if they find reason to find guilty? We learned before you cannot then rule on the same day. You need to halonas din. Wait till the following day before you make a decision. Ubo lemeva. They have to make halonas din. And what can you do? Novos. The dine be mile Shabbat to the Ligma Shabbat. What's the big deal? Let them be done it on Friday and conclude in Shabbos. The Liktli be Shabbat and then kill on Shabbos. So it sounds to me you could have a din tayin on Shabbos. The problem is the sentence. The Liktli be Shabbat ain the tzicha doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry out the tzicha. The tzicha, which tzicha? The tzicha of sreifa. You have to make a fire. You cannot do that on Shabbos. And once you cannot do the Shabbos, you cannot do anything else. And even though you're mekalkel b'havari, you're potter.
But aren't you supposed to be machmet zadin? Yeah? Aren't you, if you make a psak on a Shabbos, aren't you supposed to wait till tomorrow morning anyway to deliver the psak?
No. Yeah, no. Friday you made you had a deliberation. Shabbos is the psak. You can't kill him psak. Because whatever malacha you're doing, even though it's mekalkel, but since there's an outcome here, the outcome is that you're carrying out the mitzvah of the Ebeshah, Tosha says, because you're doing a kapara for the person, because Mises Bezin is a kapara, that's an outcome. So it's no longer mekalkel.
You do it on Friday.
I'll tell you what Taita says. Yes, a kapara. He'll say you're doing the mitzvah the Taita says. This is the
Av mitzvah. Why wouldn't your Oisik in this mitzvah of achieving kapara for this year?
Isn't it? You're not doing Oisik, sir. There's no such thing as Isaac and Mitzah, a partner Mitzah for Lysasa.
Which is the
Lysasa? Isaac and Mitzah, Lulav, I can steal for you. Because Isaac is partner Mitzah.
No, where's the Lysasa?
I'm asking a question. Why can't I steal your Lulav? Isaac and Mitzah, partner Mitzah. Because
I want to give out a ganze shekel of Italian, a little of a gozel.
No, but that's saying like that. Isaac mitzvah, but the mitzvah does not work with licenses, only with assays. You have a mitzvah of sukkah, let's say, you have a mitzvah of visiting a rebbe, so you're potter from sitting in the sukkah. They're both mitzvahs are say. You cannot use an Isaac mitzvah to potter you from a licenses. Okay.
But if you carry out the judgment on Friday, you can do it on Friday.
You can't, because you have to have a lana's din. You have to let it stay overnight. Think about it. You have to, and your verdict has to be the next day, because maybe you'll change your mind.
So then, why can't you make all the shakal v'taria? They listen to the detail on Shabbos.
Well, we don't want the detail on Shabbos.
And on Sunday,
the Gemara doesn't ask a question. V'liktle l'urte. Why don't you just kill Motzei Shabbos? Neged Hashemesh b'ini Shemesh. V'ligmer l'dina b'shabata. Now you cannot start the din tayin on Shabbos, but why don't we finish the din tayin on Shabbos? The likle bechabes Shabbat and kill him on Sunday. Nimtza ata ma'anas dini, delaying a sentence. We're not allowed to delay the sentence. The Gemara doesn't ask why can't you have a din tayin on Shabbos. Well, what's the issa exactly of having a din tayin on Shabbos? Some say that what's the issa? The Gemara doesn't even ask why don't you have the din tayin on Shabbos. It says it's only awesome that I bonon, but the luchel if it's a mitzvah tayin to put in. That's very good. Well put. The diner b'malo Shabbat b'nigmere b'chatzar. So why don't you start the deliberations on Friday, and then on Sunday, you finish, you make a psak. Minsha tamayu. Hear this? The Gemara expects even the great dayanim in 2 days they forget. We're a good company. We always forget what we learn. The dayanim from Friday to Sunday they'll forget already why they thought the guy was innocent or guilty. Aye, what do we forget? Ah, forgot the Shnei Sefer the Yom we learned yesterday. I'm the Lufnam, the Kais, the Divir, the Mazakim, the Divir, the Chai, they write everything down. So this is the Gemara, very interesting thing. Nihi de Bepume Kasvin, what they say in the verbalize, they write down. Abeliba the Inchi Inchi. But the real motivation is in the heart, and you can't put that into words.
Maybe that's why they don't make it on Shabbos, because you have to have two Sefer recording everything, and they can't write on Shabbos.
Okay, good point, maybe. Yeah, good answer, maybe. So therefore, you cannot record the emotions that go behind this reasoning, or the feelings like behind the reasoning. And the feelings are as important as the reason. Because if you don't remember the feeling, then you look at the reason, huh, what am I talking about? It's wrong. I don't understand. We're going to start with a discussion which has nothing to do with our Gemara. As Rashi says, that the Masadre HaGemara put it in because part of the discussion has an impact on our Gemara. The Shlokish asks Rabbi Yechon a general question. You have a concept called a Meis Mitzvah, which is such an important thing. We should allow you to bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos from a Kavu Chaymer, from a following Kavu Chaymer. Very similar to Kavu Chaymer had in Mar Megillah. Well, that's a Mari Cotton. That's a Mari Cotton. But what does that have to do with...
No, I'm saying
there's
a whole issue of...
Yeah, but that's talking about Meis Mitzvah. This we had in the beginning of Megillah, Rav Gimel over there, about Megillah and Aveda, this Kal V'Chaymer, very similar. And let a Meis Mitzvah doich his Shabbos in Kal V'Chaymer. Ma doch Aveda, Ma Aveda, she doich his Shabbos. A Koyin can work in the Beis Mitzvah on Shabbos, and they light fires, and they shecht. In other words, Avodah is more powerful than Shabbos. So Shabbos is a Kal Avodah, is a Chomer. Yet, Kavuras Meis Mitzvah, Doicha, is a Koyin. See, a Koyin cannot be Metami only to seven relatives, or a Koyin Godel cannot be Metami to anybody. But a Meis Mitzvah, a Koyin Godel, or a Koyin is Metami. So we see that as Chomer as Avodah is, Meis Mitzvah is even more Chomer. So surely Meis Mitzvah should push away Shabbos. And how do we know Melach Chosay? From the Gemara, which we have a number of times, because Tanya we learned, La'aviv, it says in the Pasuk that by a Nozir, is not a Tame, but it says in the Pasuk, La'aviv, Uli'imai, La'achiv, La'choise, Lo'yitame. He cannot be Metame to anybody. And then the Pasuk highlights his father, his mother, his brother, his sister. That's all redundant. Once you tell me, not a Tame to anybody, obviously not a Tame to anybody. Lo'yitame, La'maisim. So the second Gemara, we learn from each one, we learn out an extra Chumrah. They're all non-necessary. Why do you have to tell me? It once it says al nefesh meis layo. It says the pasuk al nefesh layo. But we already know. What if they la'avi lima la'avi la'chayse? This way, matam lima. Hari, it goes like this. So the mod of him misses out most of it. But it goes like this. It says that if someone was a nazir, he does not metame to his father, but if it's a meis mitzvah, he will be metame. If someone is a nazir and a koyin, double reason why he shouldn't be metame, but to a meis mitzvah he is. What happens, the third one is, he's a nazir, a koyin, and a koyin godl. That's not a koyin. Nazir, koyin godl. You never tell anybody. Why not? A koyin godl, nazir, even though he has to take a haircut every week, I guess even a nazir can't. But a meis mitzvah he can. And then it says, "Ha'ilech lishchay des pischev v'lomel es benoi." Machleg being machleg Rashi tesis everywhere. Rashi holds that this is compounding nazir kohen gadol, and he's going to do a mitzvah say, which is a chorus, either mila or pesach. There's a meis mitzvah on the way. Nevertheless, stop at the meis mitzvah. Tesis learned, no, there's a new inyan, nothing to do with it before. We're not talking about a nazir kohen gadol anymore. Now it's stam. You're going to bring a korban pesach. You're going to be mala a son, and you came across a meis mitzvah. He says, "How long has been there? Yes, to be tried. Long has been there. Meaning, no, he will be delayed. He'll be delayed. And the
Bismillah
also be done today. Will also be done today. No, Korban Pesach is tamei. Korban Pesach is tamei, but Mila is the delay. You're not going to be there." He heard that a relative died. I would have thought he should be metame. Amre lo yitma. He should not be metame. This seems to be lent itself to Rashi, but still to Maranazin. Of the yachol kishem she'ena metame la'choise kach ena metame la'meis mitzvah tamalim la'choise la'choise din metame. I'm metame la'meis mitzvah. So what do you see from me? That a meis mitzvah is more powerful. A meis mitzvah is more powerful than avoida. And avoida is more powerful than Shabbos. So Shabbos shenidach as ben avoida, Shabbos, which is weaker compared to avoida, ain no din should take food as meis mitzvah to choise. So surely bearing a meis mitzvah should be allowed on Shabbos. Amalei, he said, "Vayla has nothing to do with our Gemara here." See, Amalei said, "Meretzicha teichiyah, murder will bring a raya." It says, if you find a murderer, it says the pasuk, "Me'im mizbechi tikachenu." Remember, Yoav went hanging on the mizbech to save himself. It says, "Me'im mizbechi tikachenu." You should take him off the mizbech and put him to death. So, what do we see from like what? That no matter how powerful avoda is, the tzicha is more powerful than. That avoda, and yet, are you allowed to? The bezin allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos? No. So you see the whole kavuchos up different. Is amalei the tzicha techiach? Murder will prove it to you. It says on the one hand we say that the murder is stronger than avoda. If a koyin was a tzeach, we don't say, "Oh, who's move avoda? Let him stay." No, we take him and we kill him. We'll bring him to bezin. But if he's on top of the bech, mamash working, then we're not allowed to take him off. It says me'im mizbechi, not ma'al mizbechi. So me'im mizbechi means that he's standing lazara there, he's doing zavayda. But if he's mamash standing al mizbechi, you know, take him off, you have to wait. We'll take him away from the base of Migdash to the court. But you do not kill, bezin will not kill someone on Shabbos. Now you see really how it fits into our Gemara. So the Shlokish said back to Rabbi Yechon, "No, you're making my question stronger. Why Taka can't Bezim kill somebody on Shabbos? The same Mada Chavoyde is Doicha Shabbos, and the Tzicha is Doicha Chavoyde. So surely the Tzicha should be Doicha Shabbos. Bezim should be able to put to give the Arba Misses to whoever deserves it on Shabbos." That's not how we negate our Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Tzicha Gufa Titcha the Shabbos and Kavuchaim. From the very same Kavuchaim, let the Tzicha put away Shabbos and go as follows: Ma Avoyde Ma Doicha Koyin working. Should Doicha the Shabbos can work on Shabbos? The Tzicha Doicha Yisa. If he's a murderer, we'll take him away from there. Should Nema Miim Mizbechi Tikachan Olamos. We should take him away from there. They put him to death. Shabbos Sheni Dachas Mepnei Avoyde. Shabbos would get pushed away. A Koyin can work on Shabbos. Ain No Din Should Take the Tzicha Doicha Yisa. That Bezin should be able to put to death someone on Shabbos. Amar Rava says Rava. We're not finished yet. So yeah, they had made the question. Yeah, Rava comes along later. Amar Rava, many years later, Rava comes along and says, "Kvar paska tana de Rabbi Shmuel." We already have an answer why the tzicha is not doing for Shabbos, because tana de Rabbi Shmuel already ruled. It says the tana de Rabbi Shmuel. says a pasuk loisavaru eish b'chol moish veisechem, and Vayakla said he shouldn't kindle or set a light. I said a fire. Well, light a fire on Shabbat b'chol moish veisechem in all your neighborhoods. The lechayde matamud loimer. Why do you have to highlight this malach? It says already pasuk loisasekom malach elu any malach Shabbos. The other 38 are not mentioned in the Teda or the 37. How come this one is mentioned? Matamud loimer. For what do we read this question? It's been discussed a long time ago. Famous machlekes. Ila Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael holds. Why was this malacha highlighted in Lav Yotzes? To teach you that this malacha fire, is weaker than all the malachas. There's no skill involved. There's only a lav. Or Ila Rab Nassin, he holds the Chalag Yotzes. What's the Chalag Yotzes? So the two different Rashis throughout Shas. Sometimes Rashi learns one way, then another way. And then Rabbi Kiv Eger and Slach and Rabbi Huda tries to infer when Rashi learns this way, that way. Basically, Rashi learns either we would have thought that you're not chayiv until you do all 39 malachas on Shabbos, then you're chayiv skill. If you only do 38, 37, 1, you're not chayiv. That's why the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to light a fire, and this is mamish, a single malacha. So do any other single malacha, you're chayiv. That's one way to learn. But you would not, but they thought it would have thought.
Because you lice, do them all in one shot.
Lo, that's one a different thing altogether. But Lai Sasek Kol Malacha, it says that all Malachas come out of one pasuk. Lai Sasek Kol Malacha. So I would have thought I'm not over the Isser of Shabbos with Skila unless you do Kol Malacha, like the pasuk says. That's one way of learning Rashi. The other way of learning Rashi is I would have thought no matter how many Malachas you do, you only chive one Skila or one Kar Mechatas. I would have thought. Comes along and says, you know that each Malacha is independent of the next. Okay. We learned Havodah l'lav yotzed. Rabbi Yosi holds Havodah is the lav. So what's the Rabbi Shmuel's question? Why it says in Tehillah Sarveish? What's he asking? Matamul loimer to teach you either lav yotzed l'chalig yotzed. El Amar Rav says Rav Tana Moishav is kasha. His question was not like why is it like Sarveish? That we already have a discussion. But why is it b'chol Moishvay seichem? We have a rule. We had a kedushin of Lamaches that anything which is a chayvus karka is only a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. But anything which is a chayvus aguf is called terekula. Remember, the Gemara thought that tefillin is only with the rabbanon. We had a day that tefillin wearing tefillin every day is the rabbanon in chutz la'aretz. But the Gemara concludes that anything which is a chayvus aguf is called no. Since Shabbos is chayvus aguf, that you should rest on Shabbos. So obviously it applies everywhere. We say b'chol moshe seichem wherever you live, and without b'chol moshe seichem, what were you thought? Not wherever you live. It's a chayv saguf. That's what's bothering Rishmael. But Shabbos matam aleimah, what did he say? Shabbos for l'chayda, we wouldn't only mechdi, Shabbos, chayv saguf. Shabbos is merely a chayv saguf. It's a chayv on a person you have to rest on Shabbos. It's not a chayv on your property. It's not like Shemitah or Truman, all these other things. The chayv saguf is noyheges, is bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz. We know it applies everywhere. Why is it Meshavis? So the name of Rabbi Shmuel, one of his Tamidim said, you know why? I'll tell you why it's Choshech. It's not talking about individuals, it's talking about the Bezdin. And Moshech means even in your Bezdin you have to keep the laws of Shabbos. And why? Don't go kill people or burn people. And Lesavaru is the Misa of Lesavaru, which is Sreifa. And once you know Lesavaru, you know all the other Misas also Bezdin cannot do. It says, if somebody committed a sin that deserves to be killed, you should put him to death. I would have thought, you should put him to death, the Bezin should put him to death. It doesn't matter if it's a weekday or on Shabbos. Why on Shabbos? Because the Kavu Chaymer is Lakish Asab Yechin from Avoida. Madach Avoida pushes away Shabbos, and a Tzicha pushes away Avoida. Surely the Tzicha should push away Shabbos. Mani Mekayev, aye, what about the other pasuk which says Mechalel Moishumas, and anybody who desecrates the Shabbos gets killed, how can you go ahead and light a fire on Shabbos? I would have thought B'sha'am Melachas, Chutz and Mrs. Bezin. I would have thought it applies to all other Melachas, except those that are necessary for Mrs. Bezin. That's what I thought. Oh, ain't no, maybe not so. La Fila Mrs. Bezin is also included, then on Shabbos, he shouldn't do Mrs. Bezin. Aye, what about it says, well, Humas is only in the weekday, not on Shabbos. And what about the Kavu Chaymer? Kvudas Metz Mitzvah will shlug up the Kavu Chaymer. Kvudas Mitzvah is stronger than Avodah, yet you cannot do it on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Vuhumaz Becholah B'Shabbos. Only the weekend on Shabbos. Oh, you ain't over B'Shabbos. Go back and forth. Maybe Shabbos as well. What's going on here? Therefore, Talmud Leimer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Lo Yisivaru Eish B'chol Moishrei Seichem. You should not... The Kavu Chaymer, you're telling me from what do you call it? From Kuzma Mitzvah is not a pircha.
Because maybe Taka Mismas, you could bury a Shabbos. That was the Shabbos question on Yechon. Maybe Taka. We don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So we have a pasuk, Leisavaru Eish Bechol Moshe Seichem. You shouldn't light a fire in all of your dwellings. Ulahalun Hu Oimer. Later on it says, Vahoyu Eile Lachem Lechukas Mishpat. This should be for you, Lechukas Mishpat. Mishpat is talking about a bezel. And there it says, Bechol Moshe Seichem. So when it says Moshe Seichem, there it means your bezel. Ma Moshevas Ha'omu Lahalun. It's talking about a bezel. Af Moshevas Ha'omu Kam. When it says over here, Leisavaru Eish Bechol Moshe Seichem, it's talking about in your bezel. Bezdin. And by Omar Achmana, what's going to say? Leisavaru Eish Bechol Moshe Seichem. You shouldn't do the melacha of Seifa. And once you know you cannot do the melacha of Seifa, bezdin, nor can you do Chedev and all the other ones as well. What's going on?
No. Yeah.
Could be asked of a Shabbat, but didn't do anything. We don't know what, I mean, we don't know anything. There's no dates. Okay, so now that we say Bechol Moshe Seichem, we don't do it in Bezin, and therefore the Kal Chaymer of Ritzicha no longer exists. No longer exists. Freddy Gemara, now Halkop. Omer Abaye says Abaye. Hash to the Amr. Now that you're telling me, Ein Ritzicha Deiches HaShabbos. So let's go all the way around now. Once you've established that Shabbos is stronger than Ritzicha, and we know that Avodah is stronger than Shabbos, so Avodah should be stronger than Ritzicha, which means we should not kill a Kohen. Who's that week? Is this a week of service? Because since he says now that you told me Ritzich is not doiches Shabbos, which tells us what? That Shabbos is stricter than Ritzich. And we know that Ritzich is an avoider stricter than Shabbos, so surely avoider should be stricter than Ritzich. Is ain't Ritzich doiches avoider? So we should not take a coin away from a service. Uma Shabbos, Mardach Shabbos. Should need chiz mipnei avoda. Mardach Shabbos. That avoda pushes away Shabbos. A koyin they bring kabbalas on Shabbos. Yeah, and yet ain't the tzicha doichay. So the tzicha is not strong in the Shabbos. No, the tzicha is the weakest link in the chain. Is avoda shehi doichay is a Shabbos. Avoda which pushes away Shabbos. Ain't no din shaloi tehi the tzicha doichay. So avoda should push away the tzicha. You should not kill a koyin. Yeah, that's his question. Let's take the Kal Chaymer, go way around. Now that you've proved from a pasuk that a tzicha is going the bottom of the ladder, the weakest. How do you know that a tzicha is doiche avoida? Aye, what about the pasuk? The pasuk clearly me'im is b'chiti k'chenu lamus. So the phrase in the pasuk that, yes, the tzicha is stronger than avoida. I'll put it somewhere, says Abaya, which is very weak. Which avoida is very weak? The avoida of matan, nedarim and nedavos. That the Dorim and the Dovis you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Remember, we had a machlekes beisil b'shamay that we don't on Yom Tov. Shamay said, not allowed to, you're not allowed to. I'll hold like, let's say like beishamay that you're not allowed to bring the Dorim and the Dovis on Yom Tov. So, which means that this avodah does not push away Shabbos. That kind of avodah, if the kohen is only doing service, what kind of service is he doing? He's working with the Dorim and the Dovis, which is very weak avodah because it doesn't push away Yom Tov. Then we attack it to the, what do you call it? That's when the pasuk says you pull them away and you kill it. But all other avodas, we will not pull them away because avodas is strong in the Shabbos, which is strong in the tzicha. Elohadich si me'im mizbechi tikechen elam. Who the carbon yachid ledachi Shabbos, talking about a dorim davis, which is a private carbon, doesn't push away Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we say Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. If he's doing which avodah?
Or something you're not supposed to bring anyway.
No, on Yom Tov, yeah, no, exactly. No, we're talking about on a Tuesday, not on Yom Tov.
Oh, I see.
On any day, this kind of avodah is a weak avodah. V'horaya on Yom Tov, you wouldn't bring it.
Right.
So if the kohen, that's all he's doing on a Tuesday, right, middle of the week, he's doing the avodah of Nadar, pull him away and kill him. Right. That's what the pasuk is talking about.
That we don't do the Dorim Tov on Yom Tov. Is that because the Mizbeach is too busy with
No, because of Malacha. The Hillel said, Metoich, Shehutin, Letzedech, Hutin, Amel, Leil, Letzedech. The Shabbat doesn't hold of that, Metoich. Nothing to do with busy. Nothing to do with the Medunga Malacha, exactly. Oichel Nefesh, yeah. Says, I'm right there. Omar Rav, so that's a Baya. Comes along Rav, and he says, I'm going to demolish your Kal Chaymer. Because the problem with your Kal Chaymer is the Pasuk Mi'im Tizbechim. You want to learn the Pasuk Mi'im Tizbechim is talking about a case of Avodah which doesn't push away Yom Tov, which is very, very weak. First of all, there's a Rav, but the hill holds that you could bring the Dorim and Dovas on Yom Tov. So no, but there is no Avodah that's weak. But even the Vishitascha, Let's say according to Beshameh that says that there is an avodah which is so weak that it does not push away Yom Tov, and that's one the Teirim Dizchen Lamos. But any avodah that's stronger than Yom Tov is stronger than avodah stronger than Yom Tov, stronger than Shabbos, and Shabbos is stronger than Tzicha. We will not pull away from that avodah. Can't be. Why not? Loi tehei Tzicha. So it says the Rav that Tzicha will not push away Karbi Yochid Mekalu Chaimer. Then if so, Tzicha should not push away. First of all, I hold that the same Kavu Chema you're using, we should also use, that you can pull away a guy even from the Dorim and the Davis. Because since the Dorim and the Davis could be brought on Yom Tov, so we have a Pasuk, it must be that. My Yom Tov, Shinichadei Kar Miyachid. Because first of all, we hold like Hillel that says that a Yom Tov is pushed away from a Kar Miyachid. So every Avodah is stronger than Yom Tov and Shabbos is stronger than Netzicha, then you should never pull anybody away. And therefore, the Pasuk must be talking about all kinds of Netzicha. So therefore, you must have the pasuk pulls it away. Number one, and even according to you, it's Hanicha Lamanda Amar. According to one that says Ain the Dodim when the Dovah came Yom Tov. So your question might be valid if you follow that the Dodim the Dovahs are not brought in Yom Tov. So there is one avodah that's very weak. But the man dama, which is halacha, that the darim and the dovahs craving Yom Tov, which not a little bit, it's still holds that way. The darim and dovah craving Yom Tov, mayikel member. You don't have to say you don't have to say the one who holds that you could bring the Dodim and the Dovahs on Yom Tov, so the Avodah is always stronger than Shabbos, and Shabbos is stronger than Tzicha. And yet the Pasuk says, obviously there's no Kavu Chemer, can't use it all. But Ella, I feel the man dominant Dorium in Kimyant, even though he cannot be Makrimyant, which means that while there is a weak Avodah, and you want to say, let's relegate the Pasuk only to that Avodah, but everywhere else, we should not pull away. Have a good Kavachemer Tzicha is very weak. Hoksi, mi Mizbechi. The Abishah says, not from the Mizbech, my Mizbech. Mizbechi Hamayuchadi, the Mizbech that you bring Kabbanas for me. Karbat Tzibur, yeah, exactly. And Kabbanat Tzibur, everyone holds his Deicha Yom Tov and Deicha Shabbos. And still, I want you to pull the guy away and put him to death.
Which,
surely,
according to the man, the Omer, it says you bring on.
Yeah, but saying it, so he's saying it, that me Mizichi clearly is saying that even a Karban Tzibur, which is so powerful, and I don't care if you want to say the Tzicha is very weak, because we won't kill on Shabbos, the Pasuk nevertheless says, when it comes to the Tzicha, pull him away from his Avodah. So therefore, your whole question of Kavachemi falls away, because the Pasuk Mizichi destroys your Kavachemi. Even according to my Lama that says that there is a certain avodah which is very weak, so maybe the kavod, maybe let's, you know, let's say the pasuk going to relegate to that. You can't, because the posh, the tight of the words me'im mizbechi is my mizbech, or my niyu tamid. Rami Nachmanim me'im mizbechi tike chen lamos, or my mizbech you should take lamos to die.